This is the sheet. So I need a soda. Okay.
Not a soda.
Here's a soda. Same thing. Baruch Hashem, okay.
Someone asked a question. We say Mashi Rua and we wait 2 weeks for St. Talamanta,
yeah,
because we want on the regal to get home safely. Why we do Fakir? When you have to come to Pesach, we should stop saying Talamanta 2 weeks before.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So that's an interesting kasha.
Rabbi Auerbach, he called it, said, when they're leaving Israel, they're not prepared for winter. They're coming with the summer wardrobe. On the way back, they already have the winter wardrobe.
That is interesting. Okay. I got a Gemara. You got all the Gemaras. Okay, here we are. I checked on the website and I found out what we're up to. Okay. No, because it wasn't in the middle of June. Last year, a long time ago. So we just started Mem Ches Amud Aleph. Let's start again the bottom, the last line, Mem Zayin Amud Beis. There was a Kohen Gadol by the name of Yochanan Kohen Gadol. So the Mishnah records that he made a takana. What was his takana? There's a din of vidui meiser. There's a din of biur ha-meiseris. Every year you have to be mafrish to Megadol, meiserish, meiser sheni, meiser rani, whatever, you have to be mafrish. And then the Shemitah cycle is 7 years. So the first 3 years is one unit, and the next 3 years is another unit. The first 2 years you mafrish Truma Gedolah, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni. The third year you mafrish Maaser Oni. And then we give you till Pesach of the fourth year to give everything away, in case probably it rotted already. You're going to have a Paris from 3 years early, probably spoiled. But whatever you happen to have around, probably from the last year, whatever you happen to have around, you have to make sure that you give it away, and the Maaser Sheni should be eaten before Pesach of the fourth year. Then you have the next 3 year cycle, the fourth year, the fifth year, the sixth year, and you have to give everything away. Shasa Biur, you have to do Biur Maaser to give everything away. Make sure the Maaser Sheni, you eat yourself, you don't give it away, but you have to make sure it's all eaten by Pesach of the seventh year, of the Shemitah year. And then you recite the Videi Maaser, B'yarti HaKodesh Min HaBayis, I gave everything away. And so on. So the Mishnah says that this Yochanan Kohen Gadol, in the period of the Bais Sheni, he did away with the mitzvah of Videi Maaser. No more reciting that Biyarti HaKodesh Min HaBayis. Why? Why did he do away with that? So the Gemara says, my timer, on the last line on Mem Zayin Beis. Why did Yochanan Kohen Gadol abolish it? It's a mitzvah, one of the 613 mitzvahs in the Torah, to recite the Parsha. Why do we call it Vida Maaser? That's another question. It should be Kriyas HaParsha. What's the Vida? He doesn't admit that he did any Aver at all. Other Rabbi says, I did everything properly. I did everything. So that's a problem the Mefarshim and the Mishnais discuss. Why is it called Vida Maaser? So the Gemara says, my time, why did he do away with Vida Maaser? And for the Gemara, the din is, he's supposed to give Maaser, he's supposed to give Truma Gedolah to the Kohanim. Maaser Rishon is supposed to be given to the Levim. So Rashi quotes on the top of Mem Ches Amud Aleph, the Gemara in Ksubis has a tradition. The Psukim in Ezra and Nehemiah don't really say this at all. You can read the Psukim without interpreting like that, but the Gemara in Ksubis in the second paragraph has a tradition. Ezra Konas Has Alevim. Ezra was bringing the Jews back from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael after the 7 years of Golas Bavel. They just rebuilt the second Beis Hamikdash. So the Psukim say in Ezra that on his way back, he stopped off at a river, and he starts to take a poll, how many Kohanim, how many Levim are there? So coming back in order to run the Beis Hamikdash, there were enough Kohanim, but there were not enough Levim. You can't run a Beis Hamikdash, you have to have Levim to lock the gates, to open the gates, to play the music, to sing, and you can't have the same Levim every day. You have to alternate. So there weren't enough Levim, so he went. He told everybody to wait here by the river. Then he went back to Babel to schlep more Levim. So because the Levim whole Shevet Levi was negligent. All the other Shvatim, there was hardly anybody came back in the beginning of the Baisheni. The Ganze Klal Yisrael was not Beseder. Hardly anybody came back, just a handful, a couple of thousand, 48,000 or something. Yeah, something like that. Why? Yeah. So the Leviim were conspicuously in a smaller population than the rest. So Ezra penalized the Leviim, and the Gemara has two versions of what the whole Knas. Tosis points out there in Ksubas, the whole Knas Shteknish in Tanakh. The whole thing is the Gemara's interpretation, not a tradition like that. And then the Gemara has two versions of what the Knas was. Either the Knas was you should not give Maiserishin to the Leviim at all, you should only give it to the Kohanim. Or until now, you had the right either to give it to Kohanim or Leviim. Mikan Behelech. Until now, you could only give it to Leviim, and Mikan Behelech, you have an option, either to giving to a Kohen or to give to a Levi. The Gemara quotes the Machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lozem and Azariah. What was the din deraisa? Whom are you supposed to give Maaser Rishon to in our Torah? You're supposed to give it to the Leviim. Are Kohanim included in Leviim, or they're not included in Leviim? Right? So the Gemara points out, B'chof Dalad Mekaymas, there are 24 places in Tanakh, Nikru Kohanim Levim. There are 24 places in Tanakh where Kohanim are called Levim, so obviously they are Levim. And then you have other places where the Halacha states clearly, a Kohen is Nishkin Levi. The Chastira, are the Kohanim Levim or not? So the answer, Al Pipashtis, is the Kohanim belong to the two Dinim of Levi. The Shevet Levi and there's Kedushas Levi. Kedushas Levi was a Chassidish Rebbe, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak ben Ditchever. So the name of the Sefer is Kedushas Levi. Yosef Sameach claims it doesn't exist. He says there's only Shevet Levi. There ain't no such thing as Kedushas Levi. He wipes it off the face of the mouth. He says no such thing as Kedushas Levi. He says the Yosef Sameach has in his Sefer Meshech Chachma Chumash. He says Kohanim have Kedusha. So that's why when the Kohanim eat Truma, the Truma has Kedusha. And the Truma may only be eaten B'Tahara. And only a Kohen may eat the Truma. A non-Kohen is Misa B'dei Shemayim. Rezav Shachal Truma is Misa B'dei Shemayim. Maaser Rishon, you have to give to the Levi because it belongs to the Shevet Levi. It's Gezel. It's Gezel HaLeviim if you don't give him. But if a Zar eats Maaser Rishon, the Gemara says Mutter. Machlekes HaTanayim. Rameyer holds that it's also for a Zar to eat Maaser Rishon. We don't pass him like Rameyer. We pass them that a Zar is Mutter to eat the Maaser Rishon. And a Tomei is also permitted to eat Maaser Rishon. The pasuk says "V'achalta Masa b'chol mokayim," and Rashi and Chumash quotes "Afilu b'beis hakvaros." You can eat the Maaser Rishon even in the cemetery. You can eat it betuma. You can eat it. Azar can eat it. So the Meshech Chochma claims, or Meh Simcha, the Sameh claims that there's no kedushas Leviya at all. There's only Shevet Levi. But obviously, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak ben Ditchever called the Sefer Kedushas Levi. He doesn't agree. He thinks that they're two different things: the Shevet Levi and Kedushas Levi. So the pashtus is that's the teretz. The Chav Dalad Mekayim is Nikra Kohanim Leviim. The Kohanim are called Leviim when you're talking about Shevet Levi. So the Kohanim are members of the Shevet Levi. But a Kohen has Kedushas Kuna, so he doesn't have Kedushas Leviya. Either you have Kedushas Kuna, you have Kedushas Leviya. You don't say, I have Kedushas Kuna on top of Kedushas Leviya. So Tosis proves from a Gemara that it's not so. A Kohen is Nishkan Levi. A Kohen only has Kedushas Kuna, and he doesn't have Kedushas Leviya. So apparently that's the machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Ablaz ben Azari and Ksubis in the second parak. To whom do you give the Maaser Rishon? Do you give it only to Leviim, or can you give it to Kohanim also? The Shaila being, does Maaser Rishon belong to Shevet Levi? So Kohanim are included in Shevet Levi. Or do you say, no, Maaser Rishon is supposed to be given to an individual who has Kedushas Leviya. So Kohanim do not have Kedushas Leviya. So that's a machlokes Hatanam. So now the Gemara says, there was a Knas of Ezra, they had a tradition, there was a Knas of Ezra. What exactly was the Knas? So the Gemara says like this, according to the opinion that Min HaTorah, Maaser Rishon can only be given to the Levi, so the Knas Min DeRabbanan was, and now it's optional. You can either give to the Kohen or to the Levi. But according to the opinion that Min HaTorah, Maaser Rishon can either be given to a Kohen or to a Levi, so then the Knas Min DeRabbanan was that you can only give it to a Kohen. You're not allowed at all to give it to a Levi. We paskin that Min HaTorah, the Rambam paskin, the Rambam paskins in Hilchas Maaseris, that Min HaTorah, the Maaser Rishon is only given to a Levi. You're not supposed to give it to a Kohen. So the Knas Min DeRabbanan was, you either give it to a Kohen or to a Levi. Okay. So the Gemara says, when Ezra came back the beginning of the Baisheni lasted for quite a while. According to the Gemara, is a tradition that lasted for 420 years. By Svishin says in Tanakh it lasted for 410 years. By Sheni there's no Tanakh. So the Gemara claims that Bais Sheni lasted for 420 years, only 20 years longer than the Bais, only 10 years longer than the Bais Rishon. And the Goyish history books have it that the Bais Sheni was 150 years longer than that. So there's a problem. Okay, there's an issue how long, but it was a few centuries. So the Gemara is a little strange over here. Yochanan Kohen Gadol was the end of the Bais Sheni, and we're talking over here. Ezra was in the beginning of the Bais Sheni. So the Gemara says Ezra penalized the Leviim. And one version is that you don't give Maaser Rishon to the Levi at all, you only give to the Kohen. So comes Yochanan Kohen Gadol, and he realizes, how can the people recite B'yarti HaKodesh Ben Abayis, B'gam Nesativ LaLevi, I fulfilled the mitzvahs exactly the way he's supposed to. I didn't fulfill the mitzvahs the way he's supposed to. On the level of the Raisi, he's supposed to give Maaser Rishon only to the Levi. We're giving it, half the people are giving to the Kohen, half the people are giving to the Levi. So he did away with the Hoidoyos HaMaisa. You're not allowed to say Be the Maisa anymore. So why did it take 500 years till he did? They should have done away with it in the beginning of the Bais Sheni. There's something missing here. The 400 years missing over here. If Ezra was the one, the Gemara says, my time, or why did he do away with Vida Maisa? The Fisha, because you're not giving the Maisa Rishon you're supposed to. The Rachmana Omer, the Torah says, the Yavi Lelevim. He's supposed to give the Maaser Rishon to the Levim. The Anana, we don't do that. We follow the Knas of Ezra, Koyabino Lekohanim. So therefore, and you got to say in Vida Maaser, you got to say Kichsava. You have to say the way it says in the Chumash. So what are you going to do? Leave out a Pasuk and say the other Pasuk? That's not Kichsava. If you leave out one Pasuk, you leave out a half of a Pasuk. That's not Kichsava. Not only if you distort the Pasuk, if you leave out, it's also not Kichsava. So the Mele, the Gemara says, it's not Shach to say the Vida Maaser. Preg the Gemara v'loydi ashar meisers. Was a schlep. The Gemara is a little funny. Why don't they just answer? You need kichsavoy. So the Gemara doesn't say. The Gemara says, so let him say the rest. Let him say the vide meiser on the rest. But yeah, on the rest he can't. So the Gemara says, Amar Ish Lakish called bias. If on your form she'ena misvada al meiserishin shuvem misvada al shar meisers. My time on my bahal possible cause of tchila. The Gemara doesn't say what I said. What I said is more pashtus based on a Rambam we once discussed earlier in Mashuach Muhammad, the previous parak. The Gemara should have said that it's not kechsava if you're going to leave out a half a pasuk. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, strictly speaking, you can say part of the vida maisa. I did this, I did that, and that I never did. So don't say that part of the pasuk. That's not true. But this you can't leave out. Since my time, mahal a pasuk b'akos of tchila, the first thing you say, v'gam nesativ la'levi. So you can't leave out the first part. If you would have given the Maaser Rishon to the Levi and you didn't fulfill what it says in the next pasuk, there's gefelach. So the Gemara would say, okay, so I'll say the Vini Maaser on half. But to say Vini Maaser and to leave out the first thing that's mentioned, all apostle b'kos v'tchila, that you can't do. It's a little strange. They should have said, you need kichsavai. So you can't leave anything out.
Why did you say you can't say the pasuk at the beginning? You have to say half a pasuk.
Also, you're not allowed to say because it's not kichsavai. Also, the same thing. I don't know. Gemara should have just said it's not kichsavai. So this is an enigma. If Ezra was the one who made the penalty, so why did it take 400 years till Yochanan Kohen Gadol was mevatel Avida Maisa? Ezra should have been mevatel Avida Maisa. They didn't realize it for 400 years. Very strange.
Which one was Yochanan Kohen Gadol? Was he one Chashmonai?
Could be. Do we know
for sure that he's at the end of the
bias? He wasn't in the early years. All these names were the later years. Alpi Pashtas. I think so. Wasn't in the early years. So now the Gemara has a kasha. Yochanan Kohen Gadol, you're telling me he lived at a period that the people were mafresh, chumas, and maisers. The only thing is that they followed the Takana says with the Knas of Ezra, that you don't give the Maaser Rishon to the Levim, you give it to the Kohanim, because you're not fulfilling the Pasuk, as it says, Einos Masa Kitikunai, so that's why you can't say Vidya Maaser. Freg di Gemara, Yochanan Kohen Gadol lived at a time that the people were medaktik and they were mafrish, Shumas and Maasers. It's not so. Freg di Gemara, Michlal, the inference is, Afrushi have a mafrishi, they were mafrish, Shumas and Maasers, and they gave everything away, but they followed the Knas of Ezra. Freg the Gemara, Ibu HaTanya, they weren't mafresh at all. So the Gemara says that this Yechanan Kohen Gadol made two takonas. That's one thing that he did. Yechanan Kohen Gadol did away with reciting B'yarti HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vida Maisa. And number two, V'gozer Al Ademai. He made a din that if you buy Paris from an Amoretz, you always have to be Mafresh Trumas and Maises. What did he do that for? Lefi Shishalach B'chal Gvur Yisrael. He sent spies all over Eretz Yisrael to find out the Balabatim Medaktik on Trumas and Maises. V'roi came to the conclusion Shem Mafresh Mala Truma G'dayla. The Balabatim, the Hamayinam, were only Mafresh Truma. They weren't Mafresh Maiserishan and Maisersheni at all. What did they do that for? Why did they do that? So Rashi, the Rishonim explain why. Because if a Zar eats Truma, there's Misa B'dei Shamayim. Zeif Ashtanen, that if you have Tevel, if you eat Tevel, it's Misa B'dei Shamayim, because one has to do with the other. Tevel has the Truma mixed in. We visualize Tevel as if, the Gemara has an expression, Truma Psicha Bei, as if Truma is blended in. Whenever you have tevel, any paris that grew in Eretz Yisrael, you have to mafresh truma gedola, ma'aser rishon, ma'aser sheni, ma'aser rani, whatever. So we visualize it as if everything is mixed in, and you have to be mevarer. Oh, this is the truma, this is ma'aser rishon. So the Baal Batim understood, I better not eat tevel because it has truma mixed in, and azar shochal truma is misa b'dei shamayim. So if anybody eats tevel, it's going to be misa b'dei shamayim. But if you eat ma'aser rishon, it's geneva. That's all. And why should I give? It's only Gezel HaShevet. And what do you? Why do we give Maiserishin to the Levium? Because the Levium are supposed to sit and learn. I should support HaKailo. So the Balabatim figured, I'm not going to give Maiserishin. The food is not treif. The reason why the Tevel is treif at Misa B'dei Shamayim is because of the Truma mixed in. That's Bein Adam Lamokim. But I should support the Levium that they want to sit and learn to give the Aniyim. Tzedakah. I'll give tzedakah. If I want to give tzedakah, I'll give tzedakah. But if you're going to eat tevel that you didn't take out maiserani, there's no iser over there. That's as they have a chaygeret that the whole iser tevel they wouldn't eat treifah. They wouldn't eat nevelas of treifahs. They wouldn't eat basa b'chalav. But tevel they would eat. Why? They held that the iser tevel is only if you didn't mafresh truma gedola, then it's tevel because truma gedola is misa b'dei shamayim for a zar. So tevel is misa b'dei shamayim, but tevel atovel lemaiser rishon. Tevel atovel lemaiser rani. So that doesn't make sense. That should be also. It shouldn't be any misa b'dei shamayim. It's only gezel. You're cheating the aniyim. You're cheating the shevet levi. So gezel. I'm not mechuyev to support the levim. Let someone else to support them. They should sit and learn. And the aniyim, I'll give whatever charity I want. I'll give my tzedok. So they were wrong. They were wrong. So how wrong were they? Are they totally wrong? So that's an interesting machlokes, the Rambam and the Raifid. The Rambam writes that the Amihoritz were half right. The Rambam writes that if you have Tevel, HaTovel, LeTruma Gedoylo, is Misa B'dei Shamayim. Tevel, HaTovel, LeMaisa Rishon. Let's say I have, the farmer has a barn full of Tevel. This room is full of Tevel. And he already took out the Truma Gedoylo. He didn't take out Maisa Rishon yet. So the Rambam explains, but from the Maisa Rishon, the 10% that you give to the Leviim, 10% of that you have to give to the Kohanim. That's Maisa Mina Maisa. Trumas Maisa. It's Maisa Mina Maisa. So Vaita, if you have Tevel that you didn't take out Maisa Rishon, so that's Tevel HaTovel Truma, because Maisa Rishon has within it Truma. Trumas Maisa is Dinika Truma. The Mishnah says in Me'ila that there are four different things that have this status of Truma. One is Truma Gedoyla, one is Maisa Mina Maisa, one is Bikurim, and Chala. So the Mishnah lists of four. Mishnah lists of four things that are Mamashem Echad of Truma. So the Rambam writes, the Amehoritz were right, that the only time this Misa B'dei Shamayim on Tevel is if you didn't take out Adova Kodesh. So if you have Tevel, you didn't take out Truma yet, so you didn't take out the Kodesh, and Misa B'dei Shamayim. If you have Tevel, I took out Truma, I didn't take out Maisa Rishon. The Maisa Rishon has Maisa Mena Maisa, has Trumas Maisa, Toy Goichadnish. If you have Tevel, it's the first, the second, or the fourth, or the fifth years. You're supposed to be Mafrish Maisa Sheni. The Maisa Sheni is Kodesh. The Pasuk says in the end of Bechukaisai, Chal Maisa Oretz, Mizera Oretz, Mepihoetz, Kodesh Lashem, has a status of Kodesh. So Maisa Sheni is Kodesh. If you didn't take out Maisa Sheni from the Tevel, is Misa B'dei Shamayim, if you eat the Tevel. But if it's the third year or the sixth year, and you already took out Truma Gedoyla Maisa Rishon and just didn't take out Maisa Oni. So Maisa Oni, so there's an Isa Tevel, but there's no Misa B'dei Shamayim. That's how the Rambam writes. The Ravid writes it's an interesting idea, but he's not so convinced that the Rambam is right. Tosis and Yevamos has 2 days about this. This machlek is Rambam and the Ravid, but it's 2 days in Tosis. With a Tevel HaTovel Amaisa Oni, which is not Kodesh at all, it's a Nisa Tevel, you'll get Malkus if you lead it, but will it have Nisa B'Dei Shemai? So it could well be, according to half of the Rishonim, the Amihorot are half right. Part of what they said is correct, that there's a difference between Tevel HaTovel the Truma G'doyla as opposed to other Tevels. Why the Amihorots weren't worried about Trumas Maisa? So they obviously held, I think the Rishonim say it somewhere else, here they don't say. They held that the Chiyuv to give Trumas Maisa is only once you give the Maisa Rishon to the Levi, then once you mafrish Maisa Rishon, then you have to be mafrish Maisa Mena Maisa, Trumas Maisa. But Kol Zman, you weren't mafrish the Maisa Rishon yet, so there's the Maisa Mena Maisa doesn't exist. There's no Chiyuv yet. Only after you mafrish. What?
You don't take all the maestros.
That's how we paskin. That's how we.
It's
that terrible. Is the din.
It stays terrible, and terrible has an issue.
Absolutely, that is the correct din. But the Amorites were a little off. So the Amorites held the holy Tevel is only if you didn't take out Truma G'dayla. But Maisa Rishon is a Momen Hala Shevet Levi. So there's no Issa Tevel on that. And if you didn't take out Maisa Oni, right, there's no Issa Tevel. You didn't take out Maisa Sheni, Oichid Nishkin Issa Tevel. Issa Tevel is only if you didn't take out Truma G'dayla. But Lefishi Tosim, didn't they make a mistake? If you didn't take out Maisa Rishon, you didn't take out Trumas Maisa. Trumas Maisa is Mamas Truma. So that's the answer. They held that the Chi of Trumas Maisa doesn't begin until after Korishe Maisa. Kozman, you're not Mafish Maisa, so the whole Chi of Trumas Maisa doesn't get off the ground yet. So that's what the Gemara tells. The second Takone, this Yochanan Kohen Gadol did, one Takone that he did was Hever Hadoyis HaMaisa. He abolished reciting Avide Maisa. An Erev Pesach of the 4th year, an Erev Pesach of the 7th year, no more. And then number 2, Gozer al Admai. He said, whoever buys Paris that grew in Eretz Yisrael from an Amoritz has to be Mafresh Maisus. Why? Lefi, Shushal HaBachal Gvur Yisrael. He sent spies to find out what's going on, what's the level of religious observance for Ro. And he came to the realization, Shem, Arfishan Ela Truma Gedoyla Bilvad, the Amehoritz, we're only worried about Truma Gedoyla. Some of them were mafresh, some of them were not mafresh. What do you mean some of them were? What percentage were? What percentage were not? What is 50-50? So the Gemara says in many different places that Rov HaMoritz were masrinei. It was only a miut. It was only a small miut who were not mafresh. It's a little bit megumgum the loshan, but that's why you have a lot of coolness in the mind. There's not a real suffix. Rov HaMoritz were masrinei. That's why we paskin when you mafrish maisris and demai, you don't say a bracha. Why not? Because sofik bracha is lahokil. And the Gemara says, not even a sofik 50-50. The roi var maasrin. So the whole thing is a chumra midirabbonim. Demai is a chumra. And aniyim don't have to be mafrish demai.
According to the man, the Yama that holds that the mitzvah, the Torah specifically says that maisris has to be given to a lady only, right? How could a mitzvah be mitzvah say?
Ezra was Mabatla. He penalized the Levim and Yeshkoch v'yachachamim lakadov menator v'shev v'altase. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we don't blow shofar, and so on.
On another day, so is that Ma'akir and Gansu?
No, in the days of in Eretz Yisrael years ago, there was only one day Rosh Hashanah. So when they did away with the kiyah shofar, there was no kiyah shofar. Period. Yeah. No, the Gemara has a list of cases. The Gemara in Yevamos, the Apsarik has a whole list of cases, 10 cases. The Yeshkerach b'Achacham Lakadom Menator b'Shev Yaltas. So he did away with the whole mitzvah.
But you still haven't answered the first question about the time of Ezra and
Rodmore. I don't know. It's a pella. We have to look in the history books. You have to look in Yavetz. Yavetz was one of the founders of the Aguda. I think he was related to the Soloveitchik family somehow. So he wrote up 10 volumes on Jewish history, and this is his expertise. Tkuvas Atanoim, Tkuvas Baisheni, and whenever there's some mysterious Gemara, so he always fills in the missing information with Toseftas and Yerushalmis, and then a little guessing. It's a problem. Why didn't Ezra do away? Ezra made the Knas to the Levim. Ezra should have done away with the Ahidoy Samais. Why did it take so many years? I don't know. It is a
pella. A lady wrote the history. Avitz Jacob Emden.
No, that's a different Yavetz. His name was Zev Yavetz. Zev Yavetz wrote a history book. Halevi wrote another history book. That's a different. It's a different.
But it's wrote Meister name. So then, why was he Yechon Mitzvot? Then he was Makba. So he's Ma'aka Nesser, even though it was a Miut.
Yeah.
You could do such a thing as a Miut.
Yeah. That's what he did. That's what he did.
He,
no, he made a takana that you always have to be mafresh chumas and maestres on the mai. He made a takana. You always have to, even though of the Al Pi Roiv, it's all kosher. We have the right to assume that it's gemaisid. Rav Amartz were maaser in Hain. And Eidechadam Yisurim, the guy comes and he says, I'm religious and I was mafresh chumas and maestres. So strictly speaking, it should be believed. So despite the Roiv and despite the Eidechadam Yisurim, he made the takana you have to be mafresh the mai. So the Amalahem, so this is the Lashon. Apparently, Yochanan Kohen Gadol must have been the leader of the Jewish nation at that time. We would imagine always that the Sanhedrin should make the takanas, and the Kohen Gadol is a dignitary over there, a functionary in the Beis HaMikdash. But apparently, this Yochanan Kohen Gadol, he was a big leader. Must have been a member of the Sanhedrin also, I don't know. So he made a takana, Amalahem, Bonai, Kinder, Bo, Ve'oimalachem. I'm going to tell you, he was telling the Am HaAretz, they're doing wrong. Just like if a czar eats Truma Gedolah, there's Misa V'dei Shamayim. Kach Trumas Maisa V'tevel Yesh Ben Mova Misa. Trumas Maisa Dizal Ben Misa V'dei Shamayim. So what are they doing? The Am HaAretz are only worried about Hafrashas Truma because it has Misa V'dei Shamayim. So the Tevel HaTovel Truma Gedolah, they're afraid to violate. The Tevel HaTovel Maisa Rishon is also Tevel HaTovel Truma Gedolah because he didn't take out the Maisa Menah Maisa. So Zavan Misa. So he nishgepoiled by the Balabatim. The Amehards didn't listen. Maybe one more percentage would be medactic after his drosha, but it didn't help too much. So Amad v'hiskin lahem, he made the takona. Alakech peres mi'am ha'aretz. Whenever you buy from an Amoritz, what's the definition of Amoritz? So that the Gemara has another mesich. Amoritz in the days of the Gemara doesn't mean one who is not learned. It means one who is not a medactic in mitzvahs. So there are various degrees of non-observance of mitzvah. So the Gemara has different versions in the Tanoim. When do you label a person as an Amoritz that you can't trust them on the Hafroshes Maisers? So made a takana halakech peres mi Amoritz. Whoever buys any fruits or vegetables from an Amoritz, mafresh mehem. You don't have to be mafresh Truma Gedolah that they were all mafresh that he wasn't afraid of, but you only have to be mafresh Maiser Rishon or Maiser Sheni. And then after taking out Maiser Rishon, you have to be mafresh. Maiser Rishon, Mafresh Men of Trumas Maiser, the Maiser Men are Maiser, the Noisna Lekoin. What do you do with the Maiser Rishon? You have to give it to the Levium. Normally, Maiser Rishon you give to Levium. The Maiser Ani you have to give to the Aniim. So that here, you don't have to give the Maiser Rishon because it's a Sofik Bamayna Lekula, Hamoitzim Machaber, all of our rights. Not even a Sofik Ashokal. It's not even 50-50. Rav Amoritz are Masvinay. There's only a Miut who are not Mafresh. So it isn't even a Sufik. Even if it would have been a 50-50 Sufik, you don't have to give away the money. Amoritz Machaber Olav Harayah. Amoritz Machaber Olav Harayah is Beferish Mishnais. It's not only if there's a Sikhsikh between me and you, I'm a Sufik. What about Pidyon HaBen? What about Pidyon HaBen? You say a Bracha, so it's a mitzvah. If there's a Sufik Pidyon HaBen, you don't give. You don't say Sufik mitzvah deraisa l'chumr. Pidyon HaBen is money, Ben Olav Machaberah. So if there's a Sufik, you don't give. Not mechuyev to give. So here also, the demai is a suffix at both. It's not even a suffix, not a 50-50. The rov is that they were masrenay. But the most it could be would be a suffix, and even a suffix alone. It's hamoetz machaveh olavarai. So when you mafresh the maiserishon, you mafresh maiserishon to take off the yisat tevel because of the suffix. But you're not mechuyev to give it away to the levium. You keep it for yourself, you eat it. And the Maiserani also, you mafresh the Maiserani, because if you're not going to be mafresh, it's going to be an Issa Tevel. Maybe it'll have Misa B'dishmai, maybe not. The Machlek is the Ramam and the Raivit. So you have to be mafresh Maiserani to take off the Issa Tevel, but you have to give it to the Aniyim? No. It's a suffix whether I was Mukhiv to be mafresh Maiserani.
Why say that? You don't give it to
the
Levium anyway.
To give it to a Kohen? Yeah. But you don't have to give it not anybody, to a Kohen, not to a Levi, right? When you mafish the Maaser Rishon from the Demai, you don't have to give it away not to a Kohen, not to a Levi. You keep it yourself because Amoritz Machaver Olav Harayah, and the Maaser Ani is also the Zelba. You mafish it, you don't. Maisa Sheni, when you mafrish the Maisa Sheni misafik, maybe the miotam mehoretz are not mafrish. So Maisa Sheni, you don't give away to someone else. You keep it yourself, but you got to eat it in Yerushalayim. So that's an iser. So safik isur lechumer. On the giving away to the Levim or giving away to the Aniyim, that's a mitzvah machavel of harayit. That's an issue of mamonis, even though it's a mitzvah. It's like pidyon haben, a safik pidyon haben. You don't give. But on the Maisa Sheni, that's a safik isur lechumer. So you have to be mafrish the Maisa Sheni. And then you keep it, and you go to Yerushalayim and you eat it there. So now when you mafrish the Maisa Rishon to take off the Issa Tevel, if it really is Maisa on the tzad that it is Maisa Rishon, you've got to take out Maisa Mina Maisa. So you take out the Maisa Mina Maisa. So you should say, okay, it has a din misafik, it has a din of truma. So I don't have to give it to the Kohen, I should have the right to sell it to a Kohen. So does state the Gemara not, that's this long brisa. He's mafrish, banai bo v'amalachem, you have to be mafrish, and then he says, when you mafrish the maiserishan, mafrish mi meno trumas maiser, then no snow le kohen. He has to give it away to the kohanim.
So
he can't say how much
it is. Truma.
Huh?
So it is truma.
It is truma.
So it's truma.
Right, exactly like truma, but it's a suffix over here. So why don't you say how much it is? He should be able to sell it to the kohen. That's where Rashi asks. So Rashi answers it's problematic. Rashi says, Maisa Mana Maisa is only 1% of the whole thing, so it's not so much. And then you're gonna have it around the house till you all send it to a Kohen. It's not a smart idea to have it around the house. You may forget and you may eat it. And maybe it really is Maisa Mana Maisa. And you're not a Kohen, so you're not allowed to eat it. So regarding the Chumas Maisa, they made a takana, you gotta give it away. You're not allowed to sell it, you're not allowed to keep it in the house. But the Maisa Rishon does not verity, then the Maisa Rani is not verity, it's just Gezel Aniyim or Gezel Shevet Leviyah. So that, you're not mechuyev to give away, just mafrish it to take off the Yisa Tevel, and then you keep it for yourself.
What does Rashi mean by saying, Kol HaMaisres? Mafrish Kol HaMaisres Mimeno.
Right.
What Kol HaMaisres?
Maisa Rishon, Maisa Mina Maisa, Maisa Shenia, or if it's the third year, the sixth year, Maisa Rani. You got to be mafresh everything to take off the Issa Tevel. But then you have to give it away. So he says, no, the giving away, not mechuyev. It's a suffix, not even a suffix, less than a suffix. But even if it would be a suffix, 50-50, it's a moitz machabeh alav harayah. You don't have to give.
Can a coin relay, if he ever forced the Baal HaBayis to give him, doesn't
he have the Baal HaBayis have tovus anoy? He has a right to choose whoever he wants to give it to.
So the moitz machabeh alav harayah isn't really ever applied.
No, Mitzvah doesn't have to give it all. No, the Balabas has to give it to somebody. If he's an Orthodox person, he's not a crook and not a ganav, he has to give it to somebody. If the Bezin sees he's not giving, so then they're going to stand there and they say, make up your mind which Levi you want to give it to, which kind you want to give it to. We give you Tavis or not. Here they don't force him to give it all, he keeps it. Here it is.
That's the Maisa. Who is the key if he's not going to give it? Where's the key
of
the mitzvah here?
That's a very serious question. That's a very serious question. Let me give background. Tzvi Pesach Frank passed away many years ago. So he had, years ago, he had a kollel. I think Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was in his kollel. They had a kollel to learn mitzvahs atluyos baaretz, to be mevar ol adinim. And they published Kerem Tzion, it was called. Svarim with Birurim, very fundamental Birurim on Mitzvah Satluyas Bar. This is when the Jews were first coming back. The Jews just started early in 1900s, come back to Eretz Yisrael. They didn't know Vimestis. They didn't know these Dinim of Trumas and Mises. For so many years in Europe, no one was ever Mavrish Trumas and Mises. So they were working on Biruri Halacha and this Kailul for Mitzvah Satluyas Bar. So one of these, all of the Chavri HaKailul were all very outstanding. Years later, they all became very famous, outstanding Rabbanim, Talmid HaChachamim, and Eretz Yisrael. So I remember in this Keren Tzion, in one of these volumes, there's a whole deal on this. There is a machlekes, the Rambam, in the Ramban, and the Sefer HaMitzvahs. How do you count the Taryag Mitzvahs? The Gemara says the Taryag Mitzvahs. Which are the Taryag Mitzvahs? So one of the many disputes is, how many mitzvahs are there regarding Truma, Amaisa Rishon, Amaisa Shein, and Amaisa Oni? So the Rambam holds that to be mafrish to Magdala to give it to the Kohen is one mitzvah. To be mafrish to Maisa Rishon and give it to the Levi is one mitzvah. And to be mafrish Maisa Oni and give it to the Aniyim is one mitzvah. And the Ramban says, why is it one mitzvah? There are two different mitzvahs. One mitzvah is Hafrosha, to take off the Issa Tevel, and one mitzvah is Nesina. Let's say if I myself am a Kohen, I'm a farmer, and I'm a Kohen. I have a mitzvah to be mafresh chuma gedayla, but I don't have a mitzvah. I have a chiv to give it away to someone else. I'm not mechiv to give it away. So you see, it's a gemalt. It's possible to have a mitzvah of hafrosha without a mitzvah of nesina. If I myself, I'm a levi, so I have a farm, and I'm mafresh, I have to be mafresh my serishan to take off the yisat tevel. I don't have an obligation to give it away to anybody else. It's my farm. I keep it for myself. So the Ramban claims, whenever you can have one mitzvah without the other, so that's a hoichacha, that the two different mitzvahs. So the Rambam says that's a raya that shal yad nashal rosh are two different mitzvahs. But dalaminim shebululov amiakvim zezeh. So the Rambam says that's a raya that the dalaminim is one mitzvah. They're not four different mitzvahs to shake a lulav and to shake an esri. It's one mitzvah. Whenever maakvim zezeh, it's one mitzvah. Whenever a maakvim zezeh, it's two mitzvahs. So the Ramban says, from the fact that if a kohen has a form, he has to be mafresh to magdala, but he can keep it. So he only has a chiyav hafrosh, he doesn't have a chiyav nesina. So if you can sometimes have one without the other, so it's not miakvim zezeh, so that should be a chacha that the two distinct mitzvahs. What the Rambam counted as three mitzvahs, the Ramban counts as six. A mitzvah to be mafresh truma, a mitzvah to give away the truma. A mitzvah to be mafresh ma'aserish, and a mitzvah to give away the ma'aserish to the levi. A mitzvah to be mafresh ma'aserani, a mitzvah to give away the ma'aserani. And the Rambam holds not so. It's one mitzvah. So what does it mean it's one mitzvah? Hafrosh and nesina is one mitzvah. So dvert ha-shayla, that's what you're asking. What if I'm mafresh and I have in mind from the very outset I'm not going to give the truma gedolah to the kohen? I'm going to be mafresh ma'aserish and I'm not going to give it to a levi. And I myself am not a levi. So that was the question that they raised. Maybe in such a case the whole hafrosh is not chal. The hafrosh is the ma'aser mitzvah, but it's half of the mitzvah according to the Rambam. According to Ramban, the two different mitzvahs. One is hafrosh, you take off the yisat tevel, and one is nesina. So if you did hafrosh, you did one mitzvah, you didn't do the nesina. But if you all like the Rambam, that hafrosh and nesina is one, so maybe one can argue the point, if a kohen has a farm, he does hafrosh and nesina, he gives to himself. That's how the Megillas Esther says. He does do nesina, not like the Ramban says, there's hafrosh, there's no nesina. He's yotzei nesina, he gives it to himself. If the levi has a farm, he does hafrosh, he does nesina, he keeps the ma'aser rishon. So that's the shaila. What if you're mafresh? I'm not a kohen. I'm going to be mafresh truma gedolah, I'm not going to give it away. I'm going to be mafresh ma'aser rishon, I'm not going to give it away. So maybe one should argue the point and say the whole hafrosh wasn't even chal. But you see over here that it is. You see over here by demai that it is.
Well, but so, it is hafrosh, but it still affects what was remaining, so it has to have some sort of.
We assume it takes off the yisat tevel, so that's the kasha. Why? Maybe the hafrosh wasn't even chal, maybe it was meaningless. So by demai you see that it works. By demai it clearly works. That's beferish in the Gemara. But the question is, what if it's not a case of demai? What about bizman hazeh? That in Eretz Yisrael for many years, for many, many years, the practice was religious Jews would be mafresh, trumas, and maisres. So truma gedoyla, they take a mashahu and they destroy it. Mikaradin, you can give mashahu for truma gedoyla. The chitachas pateras kolakrif. You have a room, a barn, so big, full of stuff to the ceiling with tevel. You only take out one kernel of grain for the truma gedoyla, that's enough. The chatchila, more correct, is to give 2%. But what are you going to give 2%? You're going to burn it today. You know, the kohen, I'm not going to get any benefit from. Everybody's tummy. So we take it, in Shulchan Aruch, we revert back to the Ikar Adin there. Right? So you give chita achas, and you burn it in the Friday. But the Ma'aser Rishon, you can't give chita achas. Ma'aser Rishon, you have to give 10%. So we mafresh Ma'aser Rishon, and they don't give it away. Demai, that was the takon. Mafresh Ma'aser Rishon, and keep it. So you didn't do anything wrong. Kach tiknu. But Bizman Azeh, the practice used to be people would be mafresh ma'aser rishon, they wouldn't give it to the levi. Why wouldn't they give it to the levi? Hamoitzeh mechaver olav harayah. Let him prove that he's a levi. So then there would be mafresh ma'aser min ha'maaser.
That's 10%.
That has to be 10% of 10%, which is 1%. So that you got to burn, because no one is tohar. We don't have any kohanim who are tohar, so they're not allowed to eat it. So you mafresh achita achas for truma gedayla, then you mafresh 1% for ma'aser min ha'maaser, that you got to burn. But when the practice by many people, by most people in Eretz Yisrael was, there would be mafresh ma'aser rishon, and then they would keep it. Why would they keep it? They say, prove that you're a levi. I'm not so convinced that you're a levi.
Prove he's a levi. You have to prove that this was not the ma'aser.
No, I'm the farmer. I know it's not gemaiser. No, let's say today, not talking about demai. A religious farmer, and he has 100 units of Tevel, and he's going to be mafrish 10% as Maaser Rishon. So he knows that it's Maaser Rishon, and he doesn't give it for many years. They didn't get. I remember we visited when Rav Mendel Zaks retired to Eretz Yisrael. So when we visited Eretz Yisrael, so we visited Rav Mendel. So he was in the middle, as we walked into his home, he was in the middle of being mafrish maisris. So he said he's makbid to give away the maaser rishon to a levi. He calls in a bacher from the yeshiva, and he gives it to the levi. I supposed to give it to a kohen. I think he said he gives it to an arma levi. I think Mar says somewhere that if he's a levi, he was an ani. So the knas of Ezra doesn't apply. So he gives it to yeshiva bacher, doesn't have any money. So it's not in violation of the penalty of Ezra. So he said he doesn't like that kula that the people have. Harai, prove that you're a levi. And I give it to you. What do you mean, prove you're a levi? It's becheskas levi. The kohanim are becheskas kohanim, and the levim are becheskas levim. We don't allow. It says in Ezra that when they built the second base Hamikdash, and the kohanim wanted to be oved in the base, and they wanted to do avod in the base Hamikdash, so Ezra insisted they have to have a ksav yichus to prove that they're kohanim. Whoever didn't have a ksav yichus, whoever was only a kohen al pi chazaka, everybody knew he's a kohen, his father's a kohen, his grandfather was a kohen, he always got the first aliyah, did pinyon ben and so on. So they wouldn't allow him to be makor karbonis in the Beis Hamikdash. So for many generations, Achrayim assumed that kohani chazaka are sofik kohani. Until Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalashi came and he had this idea, we should rebuild the Beis Hamikdash and makor karbonis. You don't have any kohanim yuchasim. You don't have enough kohanim yuchasim. So he said the whole need for kohanim yuchasim is only a chumra midirabbana that was invented by Ezra. It's not a real suffix. The kohanim avad the kohanim, the levim avad the levim. And he says it was only a chumra midirabbana that Ezra introduced, and the chumra was only introduced hechad efshir. If you can run a base on mikdash with kohanim yuchasim, and you don't have to rely on kohanim chazake, so then you have to do like that. Obed bizbanazef who build a base on mikdash, we don't have enough kohanim yuchasim to run a Beis Hamikdash. So he says the whole din de rabbanan doesn't apply bizman hazeh. So he was a Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, was a Talmud of Rabbi Kiveger. So he sent his whole kuntras to Rabbi Kiveger. He was maskim. Then Rabbi Kiveger sent it to the Chassam Sofer, his son-in-law. He was maskim. So from that time on, you look in the halachic literature, there was a shift in attitude. Until the days of Rabbi Kiveger, Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, the early Rachmanim assumed that Kohani Chazaka Bizman is our all Sufik Kohanim. So how did they get the first Aliyah? No, Nishgefelach. How did they say Brachan Pidyon Abden? How did they say Brachan Duchening? How did they say Brachan Duchening? How can it be Sufik Kohanim? So the Achranim stand on their head and they give to Rutzen. So it's Kirish Kaldisha said the whole thing is wrong. They're Badai Kohanim. It's only a Chumer mid the Rabbana that Ezra introduced that you need Bikshuk Savam Amasyachsim, Velo Motso, and a Golum and Akahuna. They were rejected from Akrovus Karbonis, a Chumer mid the Rabbanon, because they didn't have iksav yichas. But bezman hazeh, if you'll insist on that chumra mid rabban, you simply won't be able to run a beis hamikdash, so you don't have to observe the chumra mid rabban. That was his chiddush. So that's what Rav Mendel said, it's not right that people mafresh maaser rishon, they don't give it away to the levim. They say, let him prove that he's a levi. What do you mean, let him prove? He's becheskas levi, a kohen, kohane chazok, avade kohanim, and levim who are mechzokim as levim, avade levim. It's not a sofik. You have no right to say but that was the practice for many years. People in Eretz Yisrael would be mafrish truma gedoyla ma'isam and ma'isam would be mafrish and burn it. So there's nothing to discuss. But then there would be mafrish ma'isarishan and they would keep it because they would say prove that you're a levi. There would be mafrish ma'isarani and keep it. Why they keep it? Why don't they give it to an ani? Hamoitzim achavir alavarai, prove that you're an ani. Prove that you're an ani. So it's a shayla of Gezel. So I think Rab Shlaim Zalman or Rab Tzvi Pesach Frank, probably Rab Tzvi Pesach Frank, wrote a whole mimer that there never was a takana that that's what you should do. By the mind, that was a takana. Mafish Meiser Rishon and keep it. Mafish Meiser Oni and keep it. So that was a takana. So you can't, it takes off the Yisr Tevel Shayn. That was a kach tiknu. But the Shad is Bizman is no one ever made such a takana, so that was the taina. Maybe if you hold like the Rambam, that Hafrosha in the Sina, one mitzvah, so maybe if you do Hafrosha, planning never to do an Asina, maybe the whole Hafrosha never gets off the ground. The Hafrosha is only valid if you intend to do an Asina on it, if you hold this one big mitzvah. Do Hafrosha not planning to do an Asina, maybe the whole Hafrosha is not Chal, maybe there's a Bleib Tevel. That was the taina that they brought up.
But the Gemara itself says,
right. That was by Demai. Yeah, that was the Takana by Demai. No, no, no. It's not a suffix whether he's a kind of labor. It's a suffix whether this is Devil. Rav Amar it's a Masrin. Miktosan ain't a Masrin. There's a mute or not Masrin. So that's a real suffix. It's not a suffix if he's a kain. It's a suffix whether this is Devil or not. It's not Devil or not Mechuyev to give. So Kachtik knew that the Hafrasha planning not to do an Asina, that's the Takana by Demai. So you can't ask any kash. But the Shadi Bizman Azeh, no one ever made a Takana. This was the shtick that the Balabata made their own cheshbon. I'm going to be mafish my Sarishan and keep it. So that's a shot. Maybe if you're mafish and you plan not to give it, maybe the whole Hafrasha is not Chal in the first place.
Excuse me, Rabbi, in a band today, I know if some of the Kohanim are afraid to actually pay, take the coins.
Means that they give it back afterwards.
Some of them actually give it back.
No. But Lamaisa, they say a bracha on the pigeon of Ben, so we assume that it's a vada. If it would be a suffix, you wouldn't say a bracha. Yeah.
So
and if it would be a suffix coin, you wouldn't say a bracha on the duchening either.
So what I'm saying, so why, then they should keep the money.
They're nervous that they're only maybe they're not really valid Kohanim, so they want to give back the money. But Mikra Adin, they can keep it. Mikra Adin is not right. They really should keep it. It's not right that that they give back the money. They should really keep it. So that's what the Gemara says. This was the Takana of Yochanan Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara Frek Takasha, the two Takana, the background of the first Takana was that they were Mafrish, but they followed the Kanas of Ezra, and they didn't give it to the Levium, so they can't honestly say Gam Nesativ La Levi. But you're assuming that they were Mafrish. Now you tell me the whole story, they were not Mafrish at all. It's the Chastira, the same person. And for the Gemara, no, it's the same person, but making Takana for two different groups of people. One, you're talking about the Yameh Haaretz or Miktos HaMein Masrin, there was a Miut who were not Mafrish. But then you're talking about the Talmid HaChamim, the religious people, the Chaverim. The Chaverim were Mafrish. But since they didn't observe the Gam Nesativ La Levi, so he did away with Hoidoya Samais. It's not a theory. He's talking about different groups of people. And for the Gemara, Tarti Tikin, he made two different takonas. Bitul Vidui, the Chaverim. Chaverim means the opposite of Amoritz. Chaverim are those who are Medaktik and Afroshis Maisris. So those who are Mafish Kedin, and they give away, but they don't give to the Levim. They follow Knas Ezra, and they gave it to the Kohanim instead of the Levim. So Bitul Vidui, the Chaverim. Then goes all the Maish, Alam Mehoretz. He saw the Amoretz, but not all Mafish. These are for the two Takonis with two different groups of the population. It wasn't for the same part of the population. Then the Mishnah says he did a few Takonis. This Yochanan Kohen Gadol. The Mishnah only quotes the first one. Ever heard Doyas HaMaiser did away with Vida Maiser. And then it says later about the Demai. That's the last thing. Ubiyamav, the last line on the top line on Mem Zayin on the base. The last thing the Mishnah says, Ubiyamav, Ein Tzorach Lishol Ala Demai. There's no more Shaila when you buy for an Amoritz. Was he Mafrish? Was he not Mafrish? You always have to be Mafrish and Ois Shailas. So that those were the two Takonas that the Braiser puts together. He did away with Vida Meiser because he can't say Gam Nesativ La Levi, and he made the Takona everybody should be Mafrish on Demai, so you never get involved in a Sufik. What were the other takonas that he did? Afu bitalas hama'orim ves hanoikvim ad yomav ha'ipatish makeh b'Yerushalayim. What are these three takonas? Made five takonas, this Yochanan Kohen Gadol. What are the three in between? What are the three middle ones? So the Gemara says, Afu bitalas hama'orim frek the Gemara, my ma'orim. He abolished some practice that they had. What was the practice? What is the ma'orim? So ma'orim means to wake someone up. So who were they waking up? Who are they waking up? So the Gemara says, "Omer Rechava, b'chol yom in the Beis Hamikdash, ohayu omdim levim al duchan." The levim used to stand on a platform in the Beis Hamikdash and play the music and sing. Duchan is a platform. We call it duchening because the Kohanim is supposed to stand on a platform that everybody should be able to hear the duchening. We mentioned there's a machlokes achrayim. Some of the Sfaradish achrayim hold if the Kohanim don't stand on a platform, they're not allowed to duchen. None of the Ashkenazi Achrenim hold like that. And there's a minority among the Sfardish Achrenim. So that's why usually if there isn't enough room on the platform for everybody to stand, so they let the Sfardim stand on the platform. Because it's only from the Sfardish Achrenim who hold that it's, anyone holds that it's Makkah. Let's say over here, there's no platform to stand on. By the Kaisala, my rabbi, a lot of times they have big cartons, they have milk cartons that the Kohanim stand on. That's because of this chumrah that some Achranim hold that the duchen is likuvah. But the Levim used to stand on a duchen. So in the Beis Hamikdash, b'chol yom v'yom ha'yomnim Levim al duchen v'yomrim, they would recite, they would sing a nigun from Tehillim, Rabbeinu Shalom, wake up, and have rachmanis on us. So it sounds as if God is sleeping. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. But so they used to sing every day like, Ura, wake up Hashem, lama tishan Hashem. Amalahem, so Yochanan Kain Gadol was in the Beis Hamikdash, so he said, that's not right to say, v'chiyei sheinu lefnei ha'mokem. What do you mean God is sleeping? Israel. Hello. So what does the pasuk mean? The pasuk state Ura Lamatishan Hashem. Ella, the answer is Ben Zman Shisal Shurim Batsar. When the Jews are suffering, well, the Kochavim Benachas Vishalvan, the Goyim are having the time of their life. So then we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wake up, don't allow such a chil Hashem. Then you say, Lakachnam Ura Lamatishan Hashem. But he felt that it was, even though it says in Tilim like that, that's what it's referring to when the Jewish people are in a Shval HaMadrega. But he felt it's not right every day in the Beis HaMikdash to sing a nigun Ura Lo Matishan Hashem. So he abolished the Ma'urim, those who used to sing a nigun to Ura Lo Matishan Hashem. Then he did away with the Nokvim. What were the Nokvim? So it's not right. Hine Lo Yonav Elishan Sham Yisrael. Sounds as if God is not watching. God is awake and he's watching everything. Hester Panim, that's what the Mefarshim say. Hester Panim doesn't mean that God is not watching us. Hester Panim means that we can't see Him. Like the Mefarshim on the Gemara say, if the door is open, so someone, the Rabban Shalom, is standing in the door and he looks into the room and he sees everything that's happening. The door is closed, the Rabban Shalom is looking through the pico. But he still is watching. He sees everything that's happening and he's Mashgiach. He gives the Hashgacha. We can't see Him, but He can see us. I mean that pasuk only goes b'shas tzar, but he lived at a time of posterity, prosperity. Okay, maybe that's the pshat.
Yochanan Kohen Gadol was the same one.
Still, he was still 200-300 years after Ezra. When was the Chashmonaim? That was 200 years before the Churban HaBayis.
According to the way in the Chazal's counting, the Chashmonaim were maybe 180 years after the founding of the Beis HaMikdash.
Right. So from the time of Nes Chanukah was.
And Yochanan, as somebody that Matas Yochanan descended from, because probably his father probably was not the Kohen Gadol according to Josephus, could have lived maybe 50 or 75 or 100 years after this one.
That's all. Then not so bad. Okay. So not so bad. I thought it was a 400-year kasha. It's only 50 years. Okay.
Good. Could be another Yochanan.
Could be. I don't know who it was. Then the Mishnah says that this Yochanan Kangal, whoever he was, he made another takana, he abolished the Nokvim. My Nokvim. Some kind of a practice in the Beis HaMikdash that he did away. What was the practice? Whenever they were about to shech the korban in the Beis HaMikdash, they would take a knife and scratch over here that the animals should start to bleed a little bit. That's not a balmum. Balmum is when you cut off a finger or something, a major thing. This is just a scratch and it's bleeding a little bit. What they do that for? In order that they should start to bleed near the eyes of the animal shouldn't see that we're about to shecht it, so it'll be easier to shecht it. It's very hard to shecht an animal. He's going to run away. So they used to have such a practice to make it easier. Also, Ihu came Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Botil. He did away, he abolished this practice to be Misar. Why? Mishum Nemersiki Mum. It looks like you're making the animal a Bamum. Strictly speaking, it's not a Mum. But because it's a Marisain, it looks like it's a Bamum. That's the version that Rehoboth says, Hu Omer Abyuda Mashmul. That's what Shmuel says. The Masnita Tana, we have a Braise that doesn't say like Shmuel. It says a different version. Not that they scratched it and it was bleeding, and that knocked out the behemoth, that it wouldn't jump around, but rather they used to take big baseball bats and bop it over the head to make it a little bit unconscious before they're going to shecht it. Like the goyim, when they shecht l'avodah zarah, that's what they do. So that's what they did in the Beis Hamikdash.
One of the things that the Nazis wanted, that she stunned the animal
before shechita.
That he was in Europe.
Right, the Sviri Yesh has a whole sefer. Weinberg.
He tried, because otherwise it would be no kosher meat in all Germany.
Right.
They turned him down.
Yeah. So Omer Lahem, so Yochanan Kain Godel said, Amas atem achilim nevelus la mizbeach. You're not allowed to give nevelus. What, it's fake more nevelus? Or shachadlu, it's not a nevel. El is agmar, trefus, not a nevel. If you bop the animal on the head with a baseball bat, and then you're going to shecht it, so the animal is still alive, that's not called a nevel. A nevel is when you didn't do a shechita. But if you bop it over the head and you give it a concussion, so then it's going to be a trefus. El a trefus. Shem and nikiv krum shal moach. Maybe you made a hole in the brain, in the sac of the brain. So he did away with either the bopping over there, he did away with the scratching by the eyes. So how are they gonna restrain the animal that it shouldn't jump around? So he the hiskelem tapos bikarka. That's when they made these big things. Like how did they shecht in the slaughterhouse now? They tied the animals down, shackling and hoisting and so on. So he made a takana to have taboas attached to the ground, the rings on the ground, the 24 rings for the chof dalad mishmaras, and that's how they held down the animal. And all the years till the middle of the Bai Sheni period, they didn't have those taboas. The taboas were introduced by him. Maybe they held it down. Maybe they had people hold down the animal. I don't know. Yeah, and then the Mishnah has the fifth takana that he did. Says in the top line in the Mishnah Mem Zainam and Beis Ad Yamav, until his day there was a practice Hoya Patish Makeh B'Yerushalayim. The blacksmith would be banging in Yerushalayim. He did away with it. What's going on over here? So the Gemara B'Cholamoyed. So what's the issue? So here the Gemara doesn't explain. The Rashi on the top of Mem Zainam and Beis explains what it is. He says, "Hachi aminim b'moyd katan daf yud aleph." He quotes, "The din is on chalamoid, on Shabbos you're not allowed to do any malacha. On Shabbos and Yom Kippur you're not allowed to do any malacha. On Yontif you're allowed to do malacha sochal nefesh, but that's about all. And on chalamoid is a little more kal than Yontif. You have a whole list of heterim. Basically, you're not allowed to do malacha. You have a whole list of heterim. That's a shada. When the malacha is chalamoid is an isa deraisa." This whole story of Malachas Chalamoid is a din deraisa. The whole thing was an invention mid the Rabban. Because the Gemara asks in Chagiga, how did you figure all this out? Where does it say all this in the Chumash? Dovah Haved, and Malachas Hedyot, and Sorche Rabim, the whole system. So the Gemara answers, Lam Mesara HaKosav El Olach HaChamim. So Taisvis in Avodah Zarah, the end of the first parak has 2 days. So one day is, means it's a takana de rabbanon. The chacham have a right to make whatever takanas they want. So they made a din of the rabbanon that you're not allowed to do malacha chalamoid unless under these guidelines. And the other day in Tosfos holds no, the isa chalamoid is an isa deraisa. But how do you know what's butter and what's asa? Where do you get all this? So the Gemara says there's a concept of midrash hatorah nidreshes bam, klala prat and davish oyeh bechalal yatzman aklam lara kol hakol kuli yatza. There are mamatzinus and binyanabs and all kinds of midrash hatorah nidreshes bam. Then we have another midrash hatorah nidreshes bam. There's not that you can read in between the lines a concept of lo mesara hakasav ela lachachamim on the level of the raisa. If you have a din in the chumash that's written in a vague fashion and it's unclear, so it's up to the chachamim to determine what they think the guidelines should be. And once they establish the guidelines, that becomes a din deraisa. So that's a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. How do we paskin? So Rabbi Yosef Kar, the Mechaber paskins, Malachas Chalamoid is legamre midirabbanim. The whole thing is midirabbanim. He paskins like those who showed him like Masara Kaslalachacham. Means attack din derabbanim. And the Ramah paskins not so. Ramah adopts the other position that Malachas Chalamoid is an isa deraisa. But how did they figure out all of the heterim? There's no midrash hatorah nidreshes bam. No Masara Kaslalachacham is written in a vague fashion. Has to be something less than Yontif and more than Chol. So they made the whole system, and there's no midrash hatorah, no way to figure it out. That's what they decided. What's an afkamina? It's medrei tahinsa, medrei taher. But they hold that it's an isa deraisa, but you have heterim, or the whole thing is only with the rabbanon. So then after mina it will be. What if you have a suffix? Suffik the Raisa Lukum is Suffik the Rabban Lukula. So that's what Rabbi Kivega points out on the first sif in Hilchas Chalamoid, when the Mechaber writes Malachas Chalamoid is only the Rabbanon. Ramah writes that is the Raisa. So he says that Lishitosim, they have an argument later in Hilchas Chalamoid. The Gemara Moid Kotten, the first two Prokim have all the three Prokim in Moid Kotten have all the details of the Dinam of Chalamoid. So the Gemara has an Ibai Dolev Shita, whether something is also Ramuta. So how do you pass him when you have an Ibai Dolev Shita? So the Rishonim say the klal is if it's an issue, deraisa sveka deraisa lechumer. If you have an Ibai Dolev Shita on a din derabbanan, so it's a sveka derabbanan lekula. So that Ibai Dolev Shita in the Gemara, the Mechaber and the Ramah argue l'shita sam. Mechaber holds melachas chalamoid is derabbanan, so he passes lekula. And the Gemara is Ibai Dolev Shita. And the Ramah holds melachas chalamoid is deraisa. In Lamasar Kasav Lachachamim is all a din deraisa. So the Ramah paskins l'chumra, and the Gemara is Ibai Dolev Shita. So that's a machlokes. So one of the klolim in Malachas Chalamoid is, if you have a Dova Ha'oved, you're allowed to do Malacha and Chalamoid. What's Heistah Dova Ha'oved? I made an investment, let's say I'm in construction, or whatever, I have some kind of a business. And if I'm going to take off a whole week, I'm not going to do the Malacha at all and Chalamoid, I will lose from my initial investment. I spend so much money. I'm a farmer. I have a field. And if I don't water the field on Chalamoid, all the money and the effort and the energy that I invest in this farm will go down the drain. Everything will be lost. That's Dova Ha'aved. Dova Ha'aved doesn't mean if I don't go to work, I won't get paid salary. That's not a Dova Ha'aved. Dova Ha'aved means I'll lose what I have already. Let's say a person has a business. And if he doesn't do the Malach and Chalamoid, his steady customers will leave him. They'll go to a goy. So that's a Dova Ha'aved. If I lose my steady customers, I'm going to have a grocery. I'm going to close on Chalamoid. I'll be closed for 9 days in a row. So I'll lose all the customers. They'll go to someone. They'll get used to going to someone else. They won't want to come to me anymore. So that's a Dova Ha'aved. I'm losing what I have already. But to lose the money that you're supposed to earn on Chalamoid, that's not called Dova Ha'aved. That's it. Sometimes there's another kula, ani vein lema yoichal. It's a different thing. If a person, mamish, is an ani, and he needs, he has to work in order to make a parnas. If he doesn't work, he's going to live on stoke. Only ein lema yoichal is another heter. There are five heterim in Malachas Chalamoid. So Rashi says that this patish that was makav Yerushalayim was beheter. Ad yom av hayam patish makav Yerushalayim means whenever there would be a davar ha'aved, so they would do the malacha, and that, strictly speaking, was mutter. And he did away with it. Rashi quotes from the Gemara. Dover, Ovid is mutter, that's the top Rashi on Mem, Zayin, and Beis, on the right-hand column. The both columns are Rashi. So Rashi writes on the top there, V'oman hu, Yochanan kan godol, the gozar al hanapachim, on the blacksmiths, afilu b'dov Ovid, why? But the din is a Dover, Ovid is mutter. So he says, b'nei shekolam nishma le'meirochayk. Everybody can hear that they're banging away, and they all knew where the noise was coming from. This is the blacksmith over here. They ain't I'll call Yodim Shehila Dova Ha'aved. It's a Shaila for Amarisayin. So he did away with this heter of Dova Ha'aved. Since it's Abshe Mils, everybody hears the Patish is Makkah Birushalayim. So it's going to be Amarisayin that they're doing Maloche on a non Dova Ha'aved. So he did away with that heter. In other words, moral of the stories are not allowed to use the hat of Dov Ha'aved to do Befrahesia. If you have a kul of Dov Ha'aved, you got to do Bitsina, not Befrahesia. So those were the five takonas of Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Then the last takona was, the Gemara quotes right before the Mishnah, Kol Yomav, during his lifetime, Lo Ha'yodim Soch Lishol Ala Demai, why? He didn't have to ask the Amorites, was he Mafrish the Demai? Because Kedi Amorit, as we just said before, that he made the takona, that whenever you buy for an Amorites, you always have to be Mafrish. Truma, you never have to be mafresh, because they were never chashudim al afrashas truma. But all the maestros, you have to be mafresh.
What did he help us kol yomov? He helped only with kol yomov.
No, it means from his lifetime on. No.
Yeah. But if he was supposed to make a takona forever.
That's what it means. Forever. Early on in his career, he made this takona, so his whole... The whole time that he was the leading figure in the Jewish community, they had this takon, and then all the following years also. It means early on in his career, he made the takon. Kol Yamav, when he was the leader. There's a big discussion in the Mishnah Melech, and later, Sfarim Rabbi Yosef Engel has, the takonas hafrashas d'mai, is it b'toras sofik or is it b'toras vaday? the shorish of the takon of the mayis, because there was a mil tamar to not masrin. On the level of the rice, you have erechanem and bisurim, and you have roiv. Rav amar it's masrin. So on the level of the rice, you can eat the demai. And with the rabbanon, he said you have to be concerned that mil tamar are not masrin, so you should be mafresh. So the whole takonis demai was betorah sofek. But he say no, because there was a sofek called the gemachta takana betorah svadai. And even if it's klapishmaya galya, that this amhar, it was mafresh, but if you're going to eat without afrosha, you're in violation of the takon of demai. Not just betorah sofek, but betorah svadai. So this is a big, the Mishlam Melech raises the shayla. And he brings rayas back and forth, the different gemaras. So this seems to be a big debate in the Rishonim. Because the gemara talks about sofek brachas lahakel in connection with demai. The Mishnah says in Orum, Mishnah says, Chamisha lo yitromu, v'imtormu trumasum trumu. There are five people that shouldn't be mafresh truma, and b'riyeved, there are five people that can't be mafresh truma, and even b'riyeved is not chal cheresh advikot, and mafresh ena shaloi. And then there are five people that can't be mafresh, but b'riyeved is chal. So one of them is the person is naked, because he can't say a bracha. He's going to be mafresh truma samayis, won't be able to say a bracha, so that's not right. But if the person is mafresh demai, you don't say a bracha anyway, so it says an orum is permitted. A naked person, why should he be mafresh while he's naked? Besachnish, he just came out of the shower. I don't know why. He just came out of the shower, he has to be mafresh the maestris on the demai. So the Mishnah says, since ben kovakol, you don't say a bracha and afrosh as demai, so an orum is permitted to be mafresh demai. So the Gemara says, why doesn't he say a bracha? So the Gemara says, either because safik brachas lahakil, or because Rabbi Moritz Masenheim. But if it would have been a real suffix mitzvah, a real 50-50 suffix, then you would have said a bracha. So this is a big machlekes halacha lemaisa. What's the din? Let's say a person shook a little bit in esrig, and then he hears a shaila, maybe the esrig was a murkov, maybe the esrig is puzzle. So he has to shake again. A real suffix, maybe the esrig is puzzle. So when he shakes a second time, does he say a bracha, or does he not say a bracha? So ongenomen by Yasi, don't say a bracha. That's what the Rambam says, but the Ravid argues with the Rambam. The Ravid holds that it's a sveika deraisa lechumre, you have to say a bracha also. A sofik derabbanon. If you have a din derabbanon based on a sofik, then you don't say a bracha. But if it's a real sveika deraisa, then he holds you would say a bracha.
But the
bracha is not miyakev, right? Right. So that's so we paskin like the Rambam. Whenever you have a sofik mitzvah, so you say, even if it's a suffig mitzvah deraisa lulav on the first day, it is a mitzvah deraisa. If you have a suffig, so you shake the lulav and you don't say a bracha, because the bracha is only the rabbanon. And the Ravid argues on the first day, lulav is deraisa. If you have any suffig, not only are you mechuyev to do the mitzvah, you mechuyev to say a bracha also. You don't
the
apply
those brachas are midaraisa.
No, the bracha is only midarabbanon.
So, but
once you have to go lechumra on the mitzvah. So suffik deraisa luchumre, even with respect to those aspects that are derabbanon.
Okay.
It's not a suffik derabbanon. So suffik deraisa was do I have to shake a lulav now? So since the suffik deraisa is luchumre, so you go luchumre even with respect to the aspects that are only mederabbanon. Let's say ben hashmashas of Shabbos. Ben hashmashas is a suffik yom suffik laila. So would anybody say ben hashmashas, you're not allowed to do an isa deraisa, you're permitted to do an isa derabbanon because suffik derabbanon lekul. So that's not correct. That's a suffik deraisa that's relevant to a din derabbanon. It's a suffik deraisa. Is it Shabbos or is it not Shabbos? Is it Shabbos or not? Is a suffik deraisa. So suffik deraisa, you have to go luchumer even with respect to those aspects that are only derabbanon. You're not permitted to do an isa derabbanon bein hashmashas. So here also, the Ravid is of the opinion that if you have a suffik deraisa, if you mukhiv, let's say you have to be malan androgynous. Androgynous is a suffik zocha, suffik nekeva. So you have to be mal de androgynous misafik. So the Rambam holds you're mal, but you don't say a bracha. And the Ravid is masik. No, you do say a bracha. Since safik deraisa lechumre, you have to go lechumre even with respect to those aspects of the mitzvah that are only midirabbanon. Why does the Rambam distinguish? Well, the Rambam agrees that ben hashmashas of Shabbos you're not allowed to do an isa derabbanon. You don't say safik derabbanon lekula. It's a suffik deraisa that's negir to a din derabbanon. So why does he? How does he distinguish between bichas hamitzvah? Why doesn't he say it's a suffik on a mitzvah? You have to repeat. You have to do the mitzvah misafik. So suffik deraisa duchumri, even with respect to those aspects of the mitzvah that are olam derabbanon, like suffik ben hashmashas of Shabbos. You have to go duchumri even with respect to those aspects that are derabbanon. Apparently the Rambam thinks that the Birchas HaMitzvah is not part of the mitzvah. It's a different thing. The Rabbi holds that the mitzvah should be fulfilled with a bracha. So the bracha mid the Rabbanon is part of the mitzvah. So once you go l'chumra on the mitzvah, you got to go l'chumra all the way, even with respect to those aspects of the mitzvah that are only mid the Rabbanon. And the Rambam apparently thinks that two different kiyumim. There's a mitzvah to do the mitzvah, and then there's another thing mid the Rabbanon, to recite a bracha in connection with the mitzvah. It's not that if you do the mitzvah without a bracha mid the Rabbanon, the mitzvah is incomplete. No, the mitzvah is complete. You're just missing a bracha.
Maybe a riot to the riot is what we learned about when the Kohen Gadol does not make a bracha on the laning, when he lanes in public, he does not make that bracha because it's part and part, the bracha is part and parcel of the mitzvah of laning, so when Mavata the Doraisa, because...
I thought the Mishnah says he does say a bracha. Kohen Gadol does say a bracha when he lanes on Yom Kippur.
No, what, no when he, during the Hakka.
Hakel, yeah, the Melech lanes, yeah.
Also
Kohen Gadol lanes on Yom Kippur, and the Melech lanes. So the Mishnah said that.
He says it
Kohen Gadol says part bal peh, yeah.
And he says it bal peh because we say that he can't make the bracha because it's a bracha shein tzricha.
If you'll take another Sefer Torah, it'll be a bracha shein tzricha, right.
So when the Mavato that, and he says it bal peh, which is a Mavato there. So you see that it's part and parcel of the mitzvah of laning.
How do you see it's part and parcel of mitzvah of laning?
Otherwise, why would we be Mavato with the Raisa for the prophet?
It's the question if it's a deraisa. Dvarim shebichsav, you're not allowed to say bal peh. What does that mean? So some say to be motzi, others say dechayvos. Maybe here he's not being motzi anybody, anything. When he says that part bal peh, it's a din. That's part of the avodah. You should say the parshios. By kriyas atar bayas, we motzi the tzibur. Everybody's yotze together. So that's the din. The balkori cannot lane bal peh. Dvarim shebichsav, you're not allowed to say bal peh. Lahotzi acher medechayvos. But you can go to Yom Kippur. It's a din. To whoever does the avodah has to recite the parshios, so you can say it bal peh. If you do a mitzvah without a bracha, the din is that you yotze b'diav. The bracha is not miyakev, but lachatchil you have to say a bracha. So that's a shaila. What's the nature of the din? So the Ravid seems to hold that mid the rabbanon, if you do a mitzvah without a bracha, the mitzvah is incomplete. So if you have a suffix deraisa regarding the mitzvah, you have to go l'chumra even with respect to the aspects of the mitzvah that are only mid the rabbanon, and the birchas ha-mitzvah is an aspect of the mitzvah mid the rabbanon. That's part of the mitzvah. The Rambam holds it's a separate din. It's not that it enhances.
So according to Rambam, you said that mitzvah is complete. You wouldn't be yotze.
Mid the rabbanon, you're not fully yotze if you perform a mitzvah without a bracha. According to the Ravid, it's an incomplete mitzvah. According to the Rambam, the mitzvah is complete. Das fafeltz zog na bracha. You didn't say the bracha. You didn't do the takana of the rabban.
So according to Rabbi, so what's he when he says Kevin and how does he learn that? If you yotze with it,
you yotze minatari. You yotze the bracha is not miyake.
But minatari. Oh.
And mid the rabbanon, it's incomplete. You only yotze incomplete.
Is there any machad between a mitzvah chiyuvis and a mitzvah kiyumis? I think the quote from the Taz that you can't do, if you can't make the bracha, you can't do the mitzvah. Like, don't put on the talis at night.
The Taz recommends.
Right. So
the Taz, the Ramos says, one who puts on the talis at night should not say a bracha, because a ksus laila is potter. So ksus laila is a machloikas. Taisus says ksus laila means pajamas. But if you wear a talis by laila, you say a bracha. And the Ramam says, no, balaila, the mitzvah of tzitzis isn't doing. It has nothing to do with pajamas, ksus laila. Laila, you're not mukhiv, and yom, you're mukhiv. So because of the machloikas, so the Ramos says, whoever puts on a talis or an abba conference at night should put it on without a bracha. So the Taz disagrees, says, no, you're not mukhif to put on a four-corner garment. If you're wearing a four-corner garment, you're mukhif to put on tzitzis. But there's no chif to wear a four-corner garment. We volunteer, we go out of our way in order to chaparai nocha mitzvah. So we wear a four-corner garment, even though they don't sell them in stores. Nobody in America, the goyim, don't wear four-corner garments. We go out of our way to wear four-corner garments in order to make ourselves mechuyev in a mitzvah. So the Taz assumes that the birchas hamitzvah is mata the mitzvah mid the rabbanon. You're not allowed to do a mitzvah without saying a bracha. So to put on a talis by laila without saying a bracha, he says, what kind of a compromise? Is that best not to put on the whole talis? Taz recommends you shouldn't put on a talis by laila. unless it's not your talis, you're not saying a bracha anyway. Put on someone else's talis, you don't say a bracha. But to put on your own talis by Laila, so whereas the Ramon Hilchas Tzitzis says to put it on and don't say a bracha, misafik, whether Aksus Yom Balaila is Chayim and Tzitzis, the Machloikas, Taisus, and the Rambam, to put on without a bracha. So the Taz says, no, better not to put on at all. Because maybe you're over an Issa Midrabbanan by doing a mitzvah without a bracha.
You put it on for Kol Nidre. You put on the talis for Kol Nidre.
Before. That's why we should put on a talis before Laila. To make sure that you can say the bracha.
So when they're arrive and hold by a mitzvah chiyuvis, you can also make the bracha with something, like you said, by the mitzvah chiyuvis. When they arrive and hold against the tatz, make a bracha even at night.
Oh. I don't know. The Rabbi's talking when there's a mitzvah chiyuvis, so you say suffik. The Rabbi said luchomer you mechuyev to do the mitzvah. So then you mechuyev also. You go luchomer with respect to the aspects of the mitzvah that are the rabbanon also. Maybe not, because he can't really say he's mechuyev. He's not mechuyev to do anything. You see, the Rambam also holds like that. The Gemara in Brachas has a machlokes where the Kriya Shema, the obligation to recite Kriya Shema, is the Rabbi said the rabbanon. So what's a nafkamina? So nafkamina is suffik deraisa l'chumra, suffik derabbanu l'kula. So the Gemara has on daf chof and aleph and brachas. Suffik kara kriyashma, suffik loy kara. So one opinion in the Gemara is that kriyashma is lab deraisa, so suffik derabbanu l'kula. If you're mesupik, so you don't have to bother to repeat it. So the Rambam Paskin is not like that. The Rambam Paskin is like the next opinion, that kriyashma is deraisa, the suffik kara kriyashma, suffik loy kara, choyza v'koyre, sveka deraisa l'chumra. So the Rambam writes, Chosa b'kara kriyashma im birchoy seho. So the Rajbo and the Tshuva, the Kesem Mishnah quotes the Rajbo and the Tshuva affect Akasha, but the Rambam, Sastira and the Rambam himself says that whenever you're mesupik, by Milas Andragin is, or shaking Lulav, you're mesupik if the Lulav is kosher. So the Rambam says, you got to do the mitzvah again, you don't say a bracha. Safik deraisa luchum is on the mitzvah, and on the bracha say Safik bracha is lahakel. So why does the Rambam write? He himself writes over here, Safik kar kriyashma, Safik lakar chayza v'kari, im birchay seha. But the brachas are only made the Rabbanon. He should have said Safik bracha is lahakel. So the Rashbo answers exactly this teretz. He says the Rambam holds that birchas kriyashma is part of the mitzvah of kriyashma made the Rabbanon. Kriyashma im birchay seha, kriyashma al seder brachas. The three birchas kriyashma spell out the themes that are contained in the three parashiyos of Shema. So, since Safik kara kriyashma Safik lakar, the Safik is a Safik deraisa, you go luchumer even with respect to those aspects of the mitzvah that are only made the Rabbanon, namely the birchas kriyashma. But by all other mitzvahs, the Rambam holds, it's not that it's Nitilas lulav al seder habrachas. It's not hanochas tefillin in brachas. Tefillin is tefillin, and the bracha is another takana of the Rabbanon. So there's a suffix on the tefillin is lechumra. Suffix on the bracha is lekula. It's a different suffix. Two different svekas. And the Rabbit holds that all brichas and mitzvah are the same as brichas kriyashma. That whenever you do a mitzvah and you didn't say the bracha, so with the Rabbanon it's considered an incomplete mitzvah. So you have to say suffix the raisa lechumra, even with respect to the aspects that are only with the Rabbanon. So that machlokes, the Rambam and the Rabbi, has to do with how you read a Gemara in Bamei Madlikin by Safik Brocha, and that machlokes has to do with this shaila, whether Hafrasha's Demai was instituted Machmas HaSafik, but was it instituted B'Torah Safik, or was it instituted B'Torah Svada? Bottom line, that's the din. Demai, you don't say a bracha. When you're Mafrish Demai, you don't say a bracha, even if you hold that Hafrasha's Demai is B'Torah Svada. Because it was based on a suffix. The whole Hascholas Atakona was B'Torah suffix. Then the Mishnah is going to, the last Mishnayos are going to discuss the Churban Habayis. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in different stages. 40 years before the Churban Bayis Sheni, the Sanhedrin left the Lishkas HaGozes. So the Gemara says, Beis HaMikdash B'Shleimusa is with the Sanhedrin. The din is that the Malamish Amakim Gorim, the official location where the Sanhedrin is supposed to be meeting, is the Beis HaMikdash. That's the din of Sanhedrin. Malamish Amakim Kamta Valisa Alamakim Malamish Amakim Gorim. The Sanhedrin outside of Beis HaMikdash don't have the full din of Sanhedrin. But the opposite is also true. A Beis HaMikdash on a Sanhedrin is not a full-fledged Beis HaMikdash. So once the Sanhedrin went into Golos, it was already considered the Tchilas Churban Habayis. So the Mishnah is going to say, different things that happen. The coming Mishnah is going to give different things. Okay, Leinara, next week we'll have to continue. On Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, we have a new Haftorah that supersedes whatever Haftorah you would normally want to say because of the Parsha of Shavua. So whenever Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, that takes precedence. Because we learn from two Sifrei Torah. So we always give the Haftorah, always has a Shaychus with the second Kriya. So the second Sefer Torah is about Parshas Rosh Chodesh. So the reason why we chose the Haftorah for Shabbos Rosh Chodesh is because of the concluding Pasuk, V'yom midechodesh b'chodesh midei Shabbos b'shabbato yovo kol basar ishtachlos lufanai amar Hashem. That's the very end of Yeshaya. That's not the last Pasuk. The last Pasuk talks about the Rishoyim burning in Gehenna. So we don't want to end off with that, so we repeat the next to the last Pasuk again. That's one of the four Yud Tov Kuf Kuf. Right? Yeshaya is the first of the Yud Tov Kuf Kuf that you don't want to end off. Right? So we repeat next to the last Pasuk. So the Pasuk says, V'yom midechodesh b'chodesh every Rosh Chodesh midei Shabbos b'shabbato. What does that mean? What is it referring to? So there's a fascinating Yalkut Shimoni on this Pasuk. Yalkut Shimoni says that Bnei Yisrael were in Golus for almost 2,000 years. We haven't had a Beis HaMikdash, and we're always crying our hearts out to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We don't have an opportunity to be Oyla Rego. So the Ribbono Shel Olam tells us, Kindalach, when I'm going to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, you'll have an opportunity to come not only on Sholosh Regolim, you have an opportunity to come even on every Rosh Chodesh. There'll be a mitzvah, kima mitzvah, of Aliyah L'Regel on Rosh Chodesh. So the Yalkut Shimoni interprets, V'yom midei Chodesh b'chodesh, every Rosh Chodesh, midei Shabbos b'shabbato. The Yalkut Shimoni does not understand that it goes on Shabbos. It goes on Sholosh Regolim. Like it says, he counts Sfira mimachos ha-Shabbos. Doesn't mean you count Sfira beginning always on a Sunday. It means the first day Chol Hamoed Pesach, after Yontif. So the Yalkut Shimoni translates Medei Shabbos B'Shabbato goes on the Yontif of the Sholosh Regolim. Not only will there be Aliyah L'Regel on Sholosh Regolim, you'll have an opportunity to come another 12, 13 times in the course of the year, Aliyah L'Regel for Rosh Chodesh, and that'll be sort of Tashlumen for all the Aliyah L'Regel that we didn't do all the years of the Golos. So you'll have an opportunity. It means it'll be like a mitzvah Sorushus, if you want to. You won't be M'chuyiv to. You can't, what do you mean, the Novi is changing the din in the Torah? That's Abikursus. The Novi Yishai is changing the din. The Novi Hasheker. Moshe Rabbeinu says there's no mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel on Rosh Chodeshim. And Yishai and Novi says, L'Asalava, we're going to change the din. The answer is no. It was always a mitzvah Sarshus. The Novi doesn't say it's a chayv. It was always a mitzvah Sarshus. Rosh Chodesh is put together in the Parsha with the Yamim Taifim. So Rosh Chodesh is also a Yontif. So on the Sholosh Regolim, there's a Chiyav Aliyah L'Regel. On Rosh Chodoshim, it's a Ikri Moed. Rosh Chodesh Ikri Moed, so there's a mitzvah Kiyumis. If you want to, you can buy a regal. And it's not only Lossid Lover, it's going to be like that. It was always like that. That's what the Vilna Goyen points out. The Gemara says in the first parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, we had the Rosh Hashanah here before, the Gemara says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah that there's a Chiyav Chayav Adam L'Hakbal Pnei Rabba B'Regel. We have to visit the Rebbe on the Sholosh Regolim. How do you know? Because when the story in Sefer Melachim is told that the couple was married for so many years, they had no children, so the Novi Elisha gave a bracha, so the woman had a baby. And then the baby went out to help the father on the farm, and he got a sunstroke and he died. So she was running, so the Isha Shunamis was going to go run to the Novi to ask, I didn't ask you for a baby. What do you cause me Agvas Nefesh? You give me a baby, then the baby dies. What do I need it for? So then the Navi, Elisha Navi, made a Tchias HaMeisim. He made a Moifis. Eliyahu Navi only did a Tchias HaMeisim once, and Elisha asked, Pishnayim Baruch Acha, he got the double Kerech HaNavu, he did Tchias HaMeisim twice. That's how the Gemara understands the post.
So
the husband says, what are you running to the Navi? L'chodesh Hayom V'lo Shabbos. So the Gemara says, it's a Raya that you have to go visit the Rebbe on Sholosh Regol. Where do you see Sholosh Regol? He says, L'chodesh Hayom V'lo Shabbos. What has it got to do with Sholosh Regol? So the Don Lagan says no. Lo Chodesh means Rosh Chodesh, but Lo Shabbos means Sholosh Regolim. Like over here, the Yalkut Shimoni says, "Hoy midei Chodesh b'chodesh midei Shabbos b'Shabbato." And there's a connection because the Nedi Yehuda writes in the Tshuva, Nedi Yehuda writes The Gemara says in Kiddushin, in the end of the first perek, you have to stand up for a Talmud Chochmim. They say, so let's say the people are learning Beis Medrash. Every time the Rebbe walks into the Beis Medrash, they have to stand up 10 times a day. So the Gemara says, no, they're not mechuyev more than Kavod Hashchina. Kavod Hashchina, you only say Kriya Shema once in the morning, once at night. Shach b'chol kamecha. So the chiyev to stand up for the Rebbe is once in the daytime and once at night time. That's all. It can't be yemuchuyev more kvod harav than kvod hakadosh baruch hu. So the Rebbe Yehuda says the same over here. Bizman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim, we were mechuyev to visit the Shechina, to be oil regel. So there was a chiyev to visit the Rebbe also on Shalosh Agol. But bizman hazeh that we don't visit the Beis Hamikdash, so there is no din. There is no longer a din chay vadam lahakpol pen arba beregel. Shari Tshuva quotes this in the Rebbe Yehuda in Hilchas Yontif. The Bizman Hazeh, there's no real din. The Gemara says they used to go visit the Resh Galusa on Sholosh Regalim, Chai Barim Hakpon Pein Rabba Beregel. He says it's only Medir Rabbanan. It's not the real din. The real din is only Bizman Shabbos Hamikdash Hayikayim. So the husband tells his wife, Chodesh Hayom V'Lai Shabbos, what are you going to visit? It's not Resh Chodesh and it's not Sholosh Regalim. So you see that there was always an inyan of Aliyah L'Regel on Rosh Chodoshim and on Yomim Tovim and on Sholosh Regalim. Otherwise, there wouldn't be an Indian to visit the Rebbe on Rosh Chodoshim. So you see that there was always such an Indian. It's not just that Shayan always says, Lassid, love it's going to be, Hoyam Edei Chodesh B'chodshim. Then the Marsha points out, there is a Gemara in the end of Bava Metzia, but the Gemara says, Eliyahu HaNavi used to come to the Beis Medrash every day to learn. And I got it in the Gemara. So one day was Rosh Chodesh, and he came late. So they asked him, what did you come late for? Every Rosh Chodesh he goes to the Moros HaMachpelah and he wakes up Avram Avinu, he washes Negelvasa and he davens with him and he tucks him back into bed. Then he wakes up Yitzchak Avinu, he washes Negelvasa because Tzadikim Misas and Kruim Chaim, so it's as if they're sleeping. So they wake up, you have to wash Negelvasa, he davens with Yitzchak Avinu, he tucks him back into bed. Then he wakes up Yankov Avinu, so he had to daven three times, Shachar Zemusa, three times at Avram Yitzchak Yankov, it took so long, so he came late. So they asked him, why don't you wake them all up at the same time and you'll only have to daven once? He said, no, the Rabbanu Shlom doesn't want Mashiach to come yet. And if all of the three of us will daven at the same time, they'll force the Rabbanu Shlom to send Mashiach, and he doesn't want to send Mashiach yet. So the Marsha says on that Gemara, that's an interesting Gemara, on Rosh Chodesh, he wakes up the others. Why? He says, because it says, every Rosh Chodesh you have by kol basar, the living and the dead. Everybody's mekabel pnei Ashchina on Rosh Chodesh, the living people and the dead people. So the tzaddikim Avraham and Tzvi Yankov visit the Rebbeinu Shlom. They daven to the Rebbeinu Shlom on Rosh Chodashim and assumedly on Shalosh Regalim as well. So that Yalkut Shemayne that understood that Lasi Lava there'll be a kiyam mitzvah Aliyah LeRegel on Rosh Chodashim is not just Lasi Lava. He's not saying the din is going to change. It was always like that. That's what Elisha Navi said. By the Yisha Shanam, the husband said, L'chodesh Ayam Lo Shabbos, it was always a mitzvah kiyumis. And Lord said, Lava, it'll make more sense if we feel bad about the fact that we missed Aliyah L'Regel for so many years of the Golos, so we'll be able to volunteer, to have Tashlumin, do the Aliyah L'Regel, and Rosh Chodesh. So that's why we chose this Haftorah, because it concludes with this Haftorah that Lord said, Lava, Rosh Chodesh is going to be celebrated like one of the Shalosh Regalos. You were in Eretz Yisrael? You were in Eretz Yisrael.
I'm sorry.
A little hot.
You went to Eretz Yisrael for Sukkot?
No.
No? Nisht? Okay.
You can see it in his face.
Okay. It was hot there. Yeah.
Hot.
It's hot here too. Sukkot was hot.